All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We're glad to be here with you. KFH, the radio home of K-State Sports. Check it out tonight, 6 o'clock, Wildcat Basketball hosting New Orleans. Tune in to 97.5 1240 KFH at 6, or download the free Odyssey app, search for KFH at game time. Welcome back in to Sports Daily, everybody. Jake Albrock, Tommy Caster here. The IHOP hotline is open at 869-1240. You can also leave us your video comments on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X, where we are glad to have you. Tommy, big night of college basketball last night. That was unkind of all the different things we were trying to keep up with all at the same time. But boy, it is nice to have college hoops back. And it feels a lot like the unknown in a lot of ways. And we'll start with Wichita State here, and we'll get to K-State or KU in just a little bit. But I mean, look, I don't know how much of the shocker game. We love the outcome, right? Love the outcome. Fantastic outcome. Fantastic debut, obviously, for Justin Hill. Incredible. I don't know how much to lean into, 11 made threes in the game. Last week, Paul Mills told us he didn't think they'd be like a great three-point shooting team, but he thought they'd be better than they were a year ago. That obviously led the way for the Shockers offensively. We certainly need to see him be better defensively. They cleaned up the turnovers in the second half. But at the end of the day, what did they win last year on the road? Two games? And they opened the year with a win over a nice opponent there in Western Kentucky. Great way to start the year for the Shockers.
It 100% was, because Western Kentucky, they're not a slouch team. They're just not. And so being able to hang with them on the road to kick off the season, and keep in mind, this is something that Paul and I talked about yesterday. It's by and large a brand new team. Now, obviously, you've got returners and Quincy Ballard and Harlan Beverly, Bijan Cortez, Ronnie DeGray, Xavier Bell. Like, you've got some of those pieces returning. But by and large, I mean, the newcomers, I think, are set and primed, and Justin Hill showed this last night, to make a major impact, to be major impact players on this Shocker roster. And so this was the first real opportunity to be able to see all that come together outside of an exhibition game against Emporia State. And it wasn't like a cupcake game inside Coke Arena to start off the season. I mean, Paul Mills challenged his guys on the road in Bowling Green to start off the season. And that's something that I'm really impressed by. I admire that. I admire the fact that that was the very first game of the year out of the gate to get this team tested. And, I thought Taylor Eldridge had a really good article before the game. I believe it came out over the weekend, or maybe it came out yesterday, talking about how the newcomers on this team, Paul Mills prioritized those guys having NCAA tournament experience. And that was something that was really important to him in bringing these players over. We asked Coach Mills about that a couple of different times in his conversations with us during the offseason, and how that matters, and that culture, and building that in the locker room and things like that. You get there by starting off your season playing games like that on the road to kick off the season in a hostile environment, taking on a Western Kentucky team that at one point held a 6 or 8 point lead in the first half, and it was a battle back and forth. And so I'm extremely impressed by that victory. That's a gritty win, led by Justin Hill being able to do what he did. I'm sure that there are things they want to clean up, especially defensively, to your point. But all in all, I'm extremely impressed by the way they started this season.
Yeah, look, I don't, in that game this year, when we don't think there are going to be tons and tons of opportunities for, resume building wins, you take that one however you can get it. That's a road win. Now we hope Western Kentucky has a really nice year, and that becomes one of the signature wins of the Shockers season to put on the resume, right? Like, so bottom line, at the end of the day, that's all anybody cares about. I think for me, it's like, I don't know, like, identity wise for this team, I don't know how much of this is like long-term identity type stuff. I don't know. Is Justin Hill that kind of scorer? He flashed like that at Georgia, right? Like, he had some games. I think his high there was 21 points. So that part's not that surprising. Things that, have been kicked around to me is Xavier Bell's looked good in the preseason. He looked good last night. They need that because Bijan Cortez can't have four turnovers, right? Like you can't in 24 minutes, that can't happen. So they need the ability to switch that up if it's not going right. I thought early as I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, this looks too sloppy, right? Like I think, but it was kind of going both ways, and they eventually got that figured out. I think it was, what was it, 10 turnovers in the first half and 4 in the second half, I think. So
they got that cleaned up. And I want to go back to what you mentioned about Western Kentucky, maybe that being a signature win for the Shockers. Keep in mind, Western Kentucky made the NCAA tournament a season ago. They were Conference USA champions, and they return a majority of their production from a season ago. And I didn't know this, until I was looking it up this morning and recapping the game. I didn't realize that the Hilltoppers have like the second oldest roster in the country. It's a very experienced squad. And in their home environment, I mean, just watching the game, like you could tell that place was juiced, right? Like there, it's the first opportunity for the Western Kentucky fan base to see the team that went to the NCAA tournament a season ago and to celebrate them and all of that. And so it had all the makings of Wichita State coming into that environment and being rattled, because it's really the first time that we've seen this collection of the returners and the newcomers coming together and playing in a game. This was not an easy cakewalk by any means. And I thought that what Justin Hill did the best was just being able to take the game over. And that was something that the Shockers missed big time a season ago. Like they desperately needed that a year ago, because they would get, at times, they would just get lost. Like they would disappear for stretches of a game offensively. And you'd be like, well, where is the bucket going to come from? If the Shockers need to stem a tide or stop a run by the other team, or they need to, put it on the back of somebody, who are they going to go to? I don't really feel like they had that person, that go-to guy a season ago. If it can be Justin Hill, fantastic. I mean, through one game, it's hard to tell if that's going to be the way it is every single game. But man, it certainly was impressive what he was able to do.
Yeah, the 9 from 11 from the free throw line, to me, was the most important for what you're talking about. You have to have somebody just create when it's not there, right? And the Shockers missed too many free throws late in the game. That's another thing you kind of want to just toss to the side and not worry too much about. But I'm telling you right now, if the Shockers shoot 40% from 3, they're going to win a ton of games this year. That's the big one for me. I don't know how realistic that is. Credit to them for firing away in the first half, especially when they were just absolutely feeling it, right? And just keep going, right? Heat check time. That will be the biggest difference, I think, in what we've seen out of Shocker basketball. But yeah, if a guy like Hill can get to the free throw line that way, that sort of cures what ails you when you're struggling, right? If you can get, it's what I think back to some of the great Shocker. I think back to Fred VanVleet. Like what did the Shockers do when they needed something to snap out? Fred would drive in and just get hammered down low, and he didn't get nearly enough fouls called on him as he should have. He should have been shooting 10 free throws a game. But that's a way to get your offense back on track. Like when you're slumping in a game and it's inevitable, if you can get to the free throw line, you can hang in there until you get through that slump. So I thought, to me, that was as good as anything. Mate and his eligibility was good. Bosniak, I thought he looked, he's not there yet. I'll just say that. I thought he needs some time. And of course, you come in internationally, and that's what you're going to have to do, but at least they have his size.
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine.
Well, I don't know yet. No, I think he will be. Really glad they have him there.
I think
they
need the
backup. We saw Ballard pick up 2 fouls. They got to have him, right? They got to have somebody down there.
I think Mate will be, and I think that, you're coming off of a situation where he's cleared 48 hours before the game, and that's got to be difficult prior to that mentally for both Mate and Paul Mills. Like, are we going to have him or not? And how does he fit into our game plan? And then all of a sudden, 48 hours later, he's on the court. And so I think he'll be fine. He's competed against really high-level competition overseas. I think he'll be okay. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is that Paul and I discussed this yesterday on the show. There's been a history of these decisions not going Wichita State's way in recent years with Colby Rogers and Teddy Allen. Like those decisions have not gone the Shockers' way. And so it could be really easy to have kind of a glass half empty or defeatist mentality. Like, well, he's probably not going to get cleared. You and I talked about that. Like, more than likely, he's probably not going to play just because we know the way that the NCAA operates. And so it's a pleasant surprise. But then you also have to very quickly, like, push all of that out of the way and be like, well, let's get ready to play. So I think he'll be okay. I'm not concerned at all about what we saw from him in game one.
I'm glad he's there because Ballard picks up the two quick fouls, which is possible for him, and they need somebody else to put in there. And so that I think is good. He's a gifted passer too, by the way. I thought that was the best part of his game last night was his, which shouldn't surprise us, right? All the Croatian stars in the NBA and the way they can pass. But it was a great, great start for the Shockers. They come home for the home opener against Montana State that Saturday evening. Certainly excited about that. I want to know, can this team shoot that way? If this team shoots that way, and again, I don't think that should be the expectation because I don't think it's Paul Mills' expectation. But hey, why not, right? We there's some new guys in here letting it rip. And I have heard that Bell has, you know, really taken another step this offseason. So we'll see. But that's Saturday. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. KU played last night. Certainly a game where it was never in question of whether they were going to win against Howard. But I think there's a lot of positives to take out of KU's opener as well. We'll do that next. It's all Brockton Caster at Sports Daily. Dan Israel joining us top of the hour. Don't go away.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.